There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, first day back. Are we ready to leave? School shoes on? Check. Coats and bags? Check. Smile on Aoife's face? Check. Smile on Sean's face? Check. Huge smile on Mum's face? Oh yes! Woohoo! Let's go!
School bags and school shoes from Littlewoods, Ireland.
Back to school victory celebration from Mum.
From Nike to Clarks, find the back to school brands you love at littlewoodsireland.ie.
It's Friday again, and I'm Zane C. Weber here with Glass of Wine, where we drink wine and we whine about all the things that have annoyed us this week. With me, with her assenting sounds.
It's Gina.
There we go. It's
How
Gina.
How you going? What do you know?
Oh, wow. It's happening.
Stuck in my head for the rest of my life.
And next around the table we have...
Andy Schossler. I am also here.
Also here. Are you going to be speaking in a broad Australian accent?
Never.
Thank you.
If I can avoid it.
What do you mean, mate?
And our special guest this week is none other than return guest...
Taylor Davidson. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think I said it last time, but I just hate my name in full. Was that on this? Was that on this that I said that last time?
I feel like you did, and I'm still surprised. It's a strong
it's
name.
Very average.
Is that because it's only said in full when you're in trouble?
No. No, you see my first name, my middle name if I was in trouble. So oh, Taylor so- Anne.
You know. Anne is your middle name.
Yeah, with an E.
Mine's Sebastian.
Your thing is Tad.
Nice. Yep.
That's so cool.
Is it?
T-A-D.
Yep.
Tad. How's it going? Tad. Mine's nothing. What's yours?
Yours is
nothing. I am Andrew Sebastian Schossler.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Amazing.
Well,
and you
here.
Better believe in any arcade game, if I got a high score, that was going on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you'd never know if it was you or just some other jokester.
When it came up in that one Futurama episode where he had done, yes.
Okay, well, we have a wine supplied for us today by our friends at Good Pear Days.
Good Pear Days.
And it is a Prosecco from Cloak and Dagger in King Valley, Australia.
Lovely.
It's very pleasantly bubbly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Good Pear Days is a wine subscription service, so you can go on there, you take their palate quiz, and they'll recommend you some wines, and then every month when after you sign up, they'll send some either some new wines or some repeat wines, if you wish, straight to your door. And if you use our code, GlassOfWine with an H, you'll get $25 off your first order, and if you use that $25 to add a fourth bottle to your order, you get... Free shipping.
I tried to put an H in glass just then, and I was like, glash? Gahalas? Like,
yeah,
where glass. Is the H? And then I was like, my bad.
So, thank you once again to Good Pear Days. But the Prosecco is quite nice. It's a bit zingy on the nose.
It's
like
fresh.
Yes,
it's very
springy. It's popping. That's what I wanted. I'm not a really bubbly person, but I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's very... Very fun.
And dry. Quite dry for a Prosecco as well.
You know what would go well with this?
What?
Strawbs.
Yeah.
You think so?
What wine does strawberry not go with though? Like what wine? I mean, maybe not red. But
yeah.
Well, I think we're going to play a different game.
Oh.
We're going to guess the vintage.
Okay.
Oh.
So, Taylor, would you like to guess first?
Yeah, 2017.
All right.
Nice.
Bold guess.
2016.
Okay.
Oh,
I think that's
gone
wrong.
With that.
I fucked up.
I'm going to say 2018.
We're all so close together.
Well,
it's going to be like 94.
It is white, so you know it is usually young, and everyone traditionally is wrong, except for Andy. 2018.
You nice. Kept looking at me.
It is like a year back usually for like white wine, isn't it? It's never really more than a year or two old.
I would have thought you were on it.
I had thought so also, because sometimes they're just, especially with the dryer, isn't it usually a little bit longer if it's drier? Yeah.
But it is October.
It is late 2019.
It's almost two years.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Start of 2018. So that also makes sense.
All right. So it can cellar up to 2 years is what it says. So it's ready to drink, but can cellar up to 2 years.
It's bubbly and fresh and it's got a lovely peachy, passion fruity smell to it.
I'm here for this.
Yeah, where are we drinking it?
God, I want to be at a party.
Oh,
I don't think it would be fair to open this without some sort of celebration or some sort of merriment going on.
I'm exactly with you. It's a party that's a very specific kind of party, a kind of party that I've never been to. A foam party.
A foam party?
But a daytime
goals now. I need to see Zane at a foam party.
What is a foam party?
It's like a regular party, like a nightclub. But they just pump foam onto the dance floor.
Just foam. Like just not like bubbles, but like foamy bubbles.
Like soap foam?
Like the top of a bubble bath.
Yeah, but not soapy stuff, so like it doesn't sting your eyes.
No, it just deflates when you're done. It just kind of squishes. You get a bit wet.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. You,
and sometimes there's moisture on you, but other than that.
Usually like it's swimwear or underwear that goes with these sorts of parties.
So is that more or less fun than shooting each other with water guns?
I think more
different
fun.
Context.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
different mood. Yeah.
All right.
This one's you kind of like playing in bubbles. The other's like you're literally attacking people.
The idea of a foam party is that it's supposed to be sexy. Like the idea is like, oh my God, there's foam on me. Oh my, my white shirt.
Totally
look at all those girls rolling around in foam. Whereas like a water gun party is just like brutally.
You
like,
will
like,
get
a
attack. Yeah. I am in a car. I think I'm in a convertible of some sort. I'm not driving. I'm either in the back seat or in the front seat. And
that's traditionally how people sit in the car, yes.
Interesting.
Not
good
one. The boot.
Just not in the trunk.
Yeah, but I'm not driving. That's what I... Anyway.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I don't know, but there's at
Why
least...
Why would you not want to drive a convertible?
Because she does it all day.
Not in this
situation. Yeah, because it's an
auto-driving
car.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so, and it's like springy summer.
Yep.
It's, I've got heaps of sunscreen on, but in the backseat. Someone's popped this. It's a bit risque. You're not supposed to be drinking, but we are. And some sort of pop song is playing.
Some sort of
Britney Spears, One Direction.
Is it some Taylor Swift?
Maybe.
Ed Sheeran.
It's definitely some
I know
Taylor
you
Swift.
Like Taylor Swift and it concerns me.
No,
but I let it slide.
I really like Taylor Swift.
I know. She's okay.
Is that to say that you don't like Katy Perry?
She's fine. She had one good album.
Oh. Teenage Dream.
So you're not in on the feud?
Or California Dream, whatever.
Oh, no, they're not feuding anymore.
No, they made up. Really? Catch up. Oh. Jeez.
Well, that's
honestly.
No fun.
They I think they came together in support of something, the Amazon or something
didn't
before
even
that.
I know that there was a feud.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they were feuding there was big some, time. Yeah.
I'm sure it was purely for the memes.
Yeah, that's where I am, and I'm having a great time.
And what about you, Taylor?
It's really, really late at night. And I've just got home and I'm really tired and I'm very sore and I put my feet up and somebody else cooks me dinner.
And brings you
and I'm drinking this wine.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm being very assertive. I'm not doing anything and they're
lovely.
Cooking for me. Nice. Someone attractive.
Someone attractive.
You know?
Someone like really attractive.
Someone really hot, covered in foam, you know?
Is it a member of the sex that you're attracted to, or is it just any attractive
person? Maybe I didn't want to narrow it so far to be as on a date, but
a hot person
just,
that happens to be
was,
in my house
it was,
cooking me dinner
yeah,
and bringing me
if it
wine.
Was yeah I'm not upset
and maybe there'll be a foot rub involved
that's kind of what I'm picturing yeah.
That's lovely.
If the evening takes a turn then so be it
pretty much be it
love
pretty
it much.
All right, well that's our wine, thank you good pair days. But now it's time to get into the whining section of the podcast, the bit that you're all here for. And Taylor, the floor is yours. If you have something to complain about.
I was thinking about it on the way here and I just am really not sure. Like, I'm sure there definitely is. Mm. But I don't actually have anything, like, strong to lead with off the top of my head.
Mm.
What about traffic lights?
Oh, yeah, because the traffic light one is, yeah, not good, but good. That doesn't make sense. I'm drunk already.
No, it doesn't make sense at all.
Okay, so I don't like the traffic lights in Australia because you have to wait for ages.
Mm. Okay.
Right? You have to wait forever.
Well, if you're on a spur road, if you're on a main road, they're generally timed so that...
You would think so, right? But I lived in America for a brief period of time and have gone back periodically to visit.
You know, one thing I really like about American traffic is the four-way stop.
Yep.
And just that...
I feel like Judge Judy would beg to differ, but...
No, that unspoken thing of you go through the intersection in the order that you approached it.
Mm.
Right? Mm-hmm, so everybody mm-hmm. takes their turn. It's a very organized, it's a very... spontaneously organized
situation, self-managed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it works very well.
Yeah.
Wait, is that with or without traffic lights?
Without.
It's
just stop signs. There's stop signs on every intersection. Yeah. Instead of two and a give way, it has stop sign. Oh. So as you roll up, you take turns to go through.
And there's none of this give way to your right.
No. It's
your right to go in the order that you
approached. If the
person
on the right has been waiting for ages, they go next, and then you go, and then you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's like a roundabout without the roundabout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah. Four-way roundabout with no round. It's just an about.
And it's even better than a roundabout because you can see who you're doing with, because everybody wants to plant a tree in the middle of a roundabout to make it pretty.
Yeah, no, and you're like, who's on the other side?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, when I lived in America, particularly New York, everything is like very evenly timed. So you know you're only going to be waiting at a set of lights for like max 1 minute before it changes. And there's countdowns, which we do have.
In some places,
but just not... Pedestrian
crossings
have
started to have a countdown in Australia.
Yeah, but they don't go the whole time, and then they are really long or really short.
They really only come active when the red man is coming.
It's flashing. Yeah.
So, yeah, and then the countdown is for when it will absolutely stop.
Yeah.
I know in Thailand and in many places in Europe they also have that. Counting down for regular traffic lights.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting at a red and it will have a countdown for when it will go green.
I feel like that's just like, I think I was taught when I was learning to drive, if you're at the front of the traffic lights, you're the one that has to look and see when the other traffic lights are going red or whatever. And if you're one of those dickheads that doesn't and you don't go immediately when it turns green, you're just taking your bloody time at the traffic lights. If you're one of the, like, if you're second, just relax. You can do whatever you
want. See, I was told you have to watch, like, no matter how far back you
are.
I was told you have to watch the lights always.
Yeah, just don't worry about it. Like, the car ahead of you's definitely got it. Just trust the car ahead of you. Other people on the roads, they're the good ones.
No, I mean, like, I feel like when you're at the front of the line, it's your responsibility.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas,
absolutely.
Like, when you're second, you're like, I can take a little bit of a back seat here. I don't have to, like.
Yeah, because especially in two
ways.
I can't
move until he goes anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You wait for the people to swoosh past you, and you're like, oh, yeah, I should be going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but the people that sit at the front of the traffic lights and just like, and you see it turn green because you've been looking, and then they're
and
just
then
like,
why are you looking? You should have been relaxing. What's wrong with you?
Sometimes I can't relax. Sometimes I just gotta drive.
Yeah.
Also, how is it whenever you're in a rush, everyone drives slow?
Yes.
How is that?
How is it
that the only thing that's changed is my mindset, and now suddenly everyone seems to be picking on me?
Every time. Yeah.
It's how it is. I'm a victim here.
People are just horrible that way.
Well, you're right. People are...
Trash.
Yep. It's true.
Yeah. But anyway, they're far more... consistent in America.
Right.
Like, you just know if you walk up to a light, you're not going to have to wait 5 minutes. Like, it's going to go and you know it's going to go.
What set of traffic lights were you waiting at for 5 minutes?
But Valley, no. Fortitude Valley. You can stand there or you can push the button and stand there for, like, I'm not joking, 4 or 5 minutes.
Did you time this?
No.
So it felt like five minutes.
Yeah, but I know how to, trust me, I'm a teacher. I know how long time goes for. Like, some of them take forever because we don't have go and go. Sorry, I was doing arm signals. We don't have traffic flowing one way and traffic flowing another way. Then we have a stop so people can turn right. Then we have a stop the other way so people can turn right. Like, do you know what I mean? We have it
yes.
all different ways of flow. So you only get to go when it's straight and straight on your line of travel.
Yeah.
And that can take ages sometimes for it to cycle back around, especially in like peak hour times.
I'm curious to investigate this myself, and I will, and I'll report back
Let me know.
On another week. But I am absolutely certain that you never have to wait more than 2 minutes at any intersection.
Or sometimes when the
It's a different story if the traffic
doesn't go.
Yeah, it's a different story when the traffic is backed up. But on any, but I think it's only a 2 minute cycle is the absolute maximum.
Okay.
I mean, you're talking about a pedestrian.
I'm talking about pedestrian crossing, waiting to cross a road.
I wouldn't think you'd have to wait more than 2 minutes. Even for that cycle. Because pedestrian crossings are tied to traffic cycles.
If you've got a crossroads, but they can turn right from every street, like from every direction, then you will have to wait for the cycle to loop back again until it's straight and straight. And that sometimes takes forever.
Okay. All right.
So I think we should just abolish all streetlights.
Done.
Okay.
Yes.
Or I'll just never walk again.
In fact,
just get a hovercraft or something.
Yes, flying cars will fix this problem.
I'm just going to fly here.
This pedestrians will have the run of the roads and everyone will just be flying in their cars.
That's ideal.
It is ideal.
How about jetpacks?
I mean,
jetpacks scare me.
They're just...
Really? You would fly in a metal tube, but, you know, absent...
My limbs are hanging out of a jetpack.
But also, you're trusting someone else. I think so. Yeah. You don't have the responsibility for your own safety.
In what?
So
a jetpack?
In a plane. So in a plane, you're trusting the pilot and the people who have put the plane together.
Well,
they know what they're doing.
Even in a flying car, let's say you'd prefer that to a jetpack.
Yep.
Right.
I don't like my limbs out. Same reason I don't ride bloody lime scooters.
What if you were just strapped to a drone? So you don't control where you're going and you can do
that's
whole
fine. Yeah,
coffin.
That's cool.
Coffin, you know,
yeah, I'm sure with that.
Hand across your chest kind of thing.
Yeah,
just have
a
nice lie down.
Yeah.
In a drone.
That sounds great.
That sounds great.
This is a big drone. I'm just picturing one of those like tiny photographic drones like picking me up by my head and just like carrying me somewhere. That's very stressful.
That sounds like very Meet the Robinsons.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, there are. I've been seeing YouTube videos of big drones that are meant to for like lifting people and things.
Have you seen the water jetpacks? They do them at Eat Street.
Yeah,
where they push the water out of that.
At Eat Street?
Yeah, when I was at Eat Street last Christmas, they had Santa on one of
them. That's so cool.
But his pillows kept coming unstuffed from his shirt while he was jetpacking around. It was a bit traumatizing. But it was pretty hilarious to watch. They do like flips and stuff on them.
Yeah, that's
really cool.
But people get really fancy with them.
They're mad. I don't know how much they'd be. They must be a couple $1,000.
Oh, but watching the amateurs is so much fun.
Oh my God. I haven't watched amateurs. So cool.
There's another guilty pleasure.
Well, I think we've already spoken about fail videos.
Oh, yes. And you can never get enough of them. Oh.
Well, some of us can.
Did you
cruel.
Have enough of them?
No,
I grew up with like funny home videos and...
I did too, but I hate seeing people fall over. Like,
yeah,
it's not funny.
My dad's the same. He's like, I don't think this is funny. Like, we're all just laughing at people being hurt. Like, that's not comedy.
Yeah.
It's just...
No, it's not
sadistic.
Comedy. It's a different
when it's
genre.
Not, if it's purposeful, like slapstick, funny. When it's
purposeful,
that's
different.
It's like, no, this person
clowning
is the butt
very
of the
different
joke.
From someone who's genuinely injured.
Yeah.
And being like, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
What if it's just a genuine faux pas and you're just brushing it off with a bit of laughter? What's wrong with that?
What if they're a really arrogant dick and they're trying to do something stupid and they fail at it and they hurt themselves?
That's why you laugh in private on a podcast with your friends.
Da, 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 da.
I don't know.
Because those are the fail videos that get me are when someone's trying to do something like intricate or like they're really focusing and then suddenly it just all goes away. Like if they're building a house of cards and like they sneeze or something and it just collapses. It's like, oh.
I like those vines, I guess.
Yeah.
But again, the very short span of time, no big consequences.
If
it's like big consequences, then I'm just like, oh, that's not...
It hurts.
What
like,
about
that person's
the video
in an ambulance after
of
this.
A sibling greasing the floor in a kitchen, calling their other sibling in to get pizza.
That's
they
a good one,
slip, yeah. slide along the floor, knees into the oven, and it shatters.
Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Holy no one's heard that
the oven is destroyed.
That's a famous Vine.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Maybe this is Vines for older people or something. I'm missing it.
No, this
Vines existed out. For like a year, Taylor.
I love Vines.
It's TikTok now.
It's TikTok. It's all about the TikTok now.
I cannot tell you how much I hate TikTok.
Yeah, I'm not. Really? I haven't got into it really.
I like TikTok.
No.
It's good. It's
Do like, you have oh, it?
No. Yeah, it's the Vines. Yeah, absolutely. It's one
you're
of my
kidding.
Favorite used
it's just Andy's, top apps.
Andy's younger than you people.
Yeah. Well, do you have Instagram, Andy?
Of course not.
Exactly.
Only to see the posts of my lovely poodle.
Wait, does sorry, she have a, I'm a bit confused. Does your poodle have an account and you don't? Because that's a concern.
No, I have an account to view my poodle's account.
He's a lurker.
Does anyone like...
Creepy.
Yeah,
in this
you.
Day and it's age, still have joint accounts with their like partners.
I know some adults.
I know people that do.
You?
Yeah,
Attila. That's a cute Attila poodle, the honey bear. Yeah, she's a lovely poodle.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to a podcast the other day that said poodles with Labradors, Labradoodles,
yeah.
are apparently a horrible breed and they have a lot of defects. Because the guy that first
you should listen to the Floof and Papa podcast, find out if that's true.
I mean, you have done ones on that
I
one.
I think we have done Labradoodles.
Have you?
You did a whole
we
episode.
We did an episode on poodle crosses.
Poodle crosses.
Mm. Okay.
Now, so just what get
is,
a poodle.
What is your opinion on that?
I'm actually not super familiar.
Right.
I know they're very intelligent.
Mm.
Couldn't tell you about health problems. I can't remember.
Well, because the dude that invented this breed was for this guy who needed a seeing eye dog, a Labrador, but he was allergic. So he was like, I need to breed it with like a
totally hypoallergenic.
Yeah. So he did. And then it was fine. There was one of the three litters.
Mm.
Did they call them litters when they're dogs as well?
Of course. Yeah.
So it was one of the puppies out of the three that was good. And then everyone got a hold of this Labradoodle and they were like, I want it, I want it. And he was like, I don't know whether I only made this for a specific person. I don't know if it's good for the actual dog breed.
Mm.
And apparently, they have a lot of defects and shit. Mm. Because people are like, they want a Labradoodle.
My mum's dog, Zola, is a Maltese Shih Tzu. And she has an aversion to Cavoodles.
Cavoodles
and
what's
Cavoodles
that?
Only King Charles Cavalier and poodles.
Oh,
and it doesn't matter. Like big dogs, she's tiny. She's a tiny little thing.
Yeah,
she loves big dogs. We'll play with like golden retrievers, great like whatever bulldogs, anything.
Yeah,
and then if she sees a cavoodle, she'll full snap at it. But only Ooh. Cavoodles.
She's racist.
Only cavoodles. She hates cavoodles, and we can't figure out why. Like, well, if I take her like out to like. I don't know, whatever, like the park or whatever, she'll only snap at cavoodles.
Was she...
Bizarre.
My dog does that to black guys. And that's not from being trained for her. She just does it. It's
Ooh,
so bizarre.
I'd be keeping that one to yourself. Yeah.
Specifically men or just think, darker people?
No, I think men. I think men.
Because I know... Yeah, I know
interesting.
Is she adopted?
Friend of the show, Miranda.
No. We've had her since she was eight weeks old. It's bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre.
Is
yeah.
Friend of the show, Miranda's dog snaps at cyclists... But also because there's a few cyclists that live on her street that are Indian. So now when she sees Indian people, she marks an Indian
people.
So she just associates
cyclists with Indians. Yeah, oh, that's a bummer.
Oh, no.
Which one?
Tui.
Yeah,
Tui.
Bummer. Tui.
She's only got one eye, so you can't
She's only got one eye,
her.
So she can't really see him that well. She's just assuming.
Yeah,
oh,
true.
Dear.
That's
Dogs
cute.
Are lovely.
In no the end.
What about dog fail videos?
Oh, no.
Depends if they're getting hurt or if they're just...
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay, dog running in really excited, jumps up onto a couch and then like runs up against the back and then falls in between the cushions.
Yeah, that's
as
hilarious.
Long
that's
as
adorable.
So long as it's like... Cushions sound okay to me.
Yeah, no one's getting hurt.
If
it's
it fell off
of,
like a roof
like
and
a
snapped its leg, then I'm not okay with watching that as a video.
Who's posting that video?
People do. People post really sadistic stuff.
Yeah.
No, it's just animals being derps.
I think, animal derps are really cute.
Derp's still a thing? Are we still doing derp?
Apparently.
Okay. Derp. Have you seen that one of a cat? It's like these two cats and they're all over each other and then one of the cats runs away and because there's a cat behind him.
So there's two cats lounging,
like grooming each other, and right? Yeah, 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 yeah. And another cat is just kind of sneaking up on them, just not like menacingly, just looking at them.
Yeah, doing
it. One cat spots it, runs away, and then this
the other cat doesn't see that the cat's behind him, and he's like, "What's going on?" And then he turns around, and he's like, "Oh."
And it legitimately so looks like he was cheating on this other cat and got caught.
So cute.
It's like,
so
if you're going to anthropomorphize the situation.
Have you searched cats versus zucchinis or cucumbers? Zucchinis?
What is with that?
They are terrified. Oh my God, it's why? So funny.
Why are they terrified?
I don't know.
Because that shape is a snake.
Oh.
So it triggers the flight.
But they don't do it with like carrots.
Well, carrots are orange. Well, zucchinis are dark.
Okay.
You don't get orange snakes, but it's a dark, long.
What about leeks? Would they do it with leeks?
I had a leek for the first time last night.
Thank you.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you enjoy them?
It was lovely. Thank you. I made leek and mustard sauce for my chicken. It was great.
Wow. You're a bit of a chef.
I am. I've started not spawn HelloFresh. So.
How is that?
Bloody brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. I thought I was going to, like, I got sent $109 worth of free groceries and I was like, well, I'm just going to do that. That's
great.
Absolutely. And then I did it. I'm like, oh my God, I love it. Like, it's really fun and I like cooking and I've eaten like so many vegetables that I would never have eaten otherwise. Lovely. And like, I'm saving money and I'm like not going to the shops and buying like junk food. Like, and I look forward to coming back home so I can cook. It's great. Try to leak for the first time yesterday.
HelloFresh. Maybe we will be sponsored by you sometime.
Hello,
they're great. They're super great.
Well, I do the same thing, but with Marley Spoon.
Oh yeah, you enjoy it? And
yeah, I love it.
It's what?
Yeah, Marley Spoon.
I've never heard of that.
It's the same thing, just a different brand.
They send you a bunch of ingredients, all categorized by
portioned
by recipe and portioned by recipe.
But do you ever go over the portion though? Because you're like, I'm so hungry.
No, they only send enough for two people.
Yeah.
So they'll only send you one clove of garlic and like one. So you don't have to buy everything in bulk. So they, instead of me buying like a kilo of rice and I don't know what I'm going to eat, they send me a packet of rice that's enough to feed two people.
That's great.
So it's like minimizing waste and stuff.
And it costs no more than
you spend on
the
groceries
at the shops. Yeah. And you don't go to the shops and aren't tempted with, chocolates and other things there.
It's I love it. I really thought I was like, oh, capital is gross, but I'm going to take $109 of free groceries.
Yeah.
I did it. I'm like, I love it.
I love it.
And it's delivered to your door, just like Good Pair Days. You don't have to leave your house.
Yeah. It's a trigger. It's good. Yeah, lovely. Okay.
No complaints there. So and one time they missed a zucchini. My zucchini was missing and I was really sad because now it turns out I like zucchini.
Ooh.
Did they give you a free meal?
No, they gave me $3.50 credit for a zucchini. Zucchini's like 39 cents and they put $3.50 on my account.
That's nice.
How good was that? I went to the store and bought a zucchini and it was 39 cents.
score. Was it on sale?
It's really good. The zucchini?
Zucchini's
cost. It was a little zucchini. It was 39 cents.
Sometimes. That cucumbers are expensive.
I don't know.
I'll tell you that much.
No, like $2 or $3 a kilo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you compare them to other sex toys, that's really, really
cost effective. Yeah, it's pretty good. Stock up plastic when you can. Originally, it's pretty good.
Train yourself, get yourself onto the sweet potatoes, you'll be saving a fortune.
Oh my God.
Go to the store and just get yourself sex toy actual. Tip from Andy. Yeah. Just go to the store and get yourself actual sex toys.
So dangerous.
Stainless steel.
Don't infect your vaginas and assholes.
Stainless steel.
I was eating, but now I'm not really feeling like eating anymore.
Stainless steel?
Yeah.
Sex
toys? No stains, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Stainless steel butt plugs.
Oh my God.
Easy to clean.
You don't want those wooden butt plugs. It's full of splinters.
Yeah.
Please don't tell me that's a thing.
Well, it just adds a level of intensity.
How do you think they got butt plugs in the old days? You got to whittle them down.
It's true. There are ancient sex toys that are just made out
of made wood.
That's not good.
I mean,
yeah, it's sanded down.
It's good enough for the time being. Like, these are when people were living until they were like late 30s.
Yeah, fair. So. True. If they got some sort of poisoning, that it was their time.
There's also rock ones and, just a whole bunch of stuff.
Also, back in the day when women used to, get cured for hysteria, Bring just, that back.
Your uterus would fly out.
Just a quick application of the vibrator. A few orgasms away from being totally
steam
fine.
Steam powered vibrator.
And apparently, like, wasn't it quite affordable back in the day?
What?
Like going to the doctor to treat your hysteria.
Yes, because he's literally just digitally masturbating you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is just what's happening.
Back in the days
before socialized medicine, whereas it was very like, affordable.
Well, you know, like now you have to pay for a
a sex worker.
Sex worker, thank you. It's a very defamatory language.
Gina, or a happy ending massage.
If you lower if you lower your standards, there are guys who will buy you drinks. if you let them do this to you.
I can't have any more bad sex. I will literally kill the next guy. I can't do it. I give up.
What you do is you have tryouts, you have auditions. Like, okay, so first round, hands only.
Oh my god.
So we'll see what happens. And if you get past this round, then we'll progress.
Isn't this just called dating?
I guess, yeah, just with like an official and an actual scorecard.
Oh, scorecards, yep.
Yeah, you know.
Do we bring in adjudicators for moderating and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
Get a Russian judge, a Greek judge, a British judge.
Make it a trip to the pictures, to the cinema.
Yep.
And if you remember what the film was about, then he's no good.
No, I'm not 12.
I don't really do that in the cinema. No.
I'm not 12 anymore. That's what you did when you had nowhere
12?
To go.
What did I
Well, okay.
I know someone who lost their virginity in the cinema when they were 12.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oof. Gross.
No way.
That's why those floors are sticky. Oh.
Ew.
It's not soda.
It should be.
It's not.
Also, as an adult, if I go on a date to the movies.
Nah. I'm already ruling you out.
Not that that's a bad thing, but do not sit with me until the end credits and try and kiss me then. It's like...
Oh, that's weird.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, no. Kiss me like an adult in the street. Don't wait until everyone's left the cinema to kiss me like we're 15.
Yeah. Nah.
I tell ya.
Also, don't go to the cinema on a date. How am I supposed to get to know you when there's someone else talking about their life?
Exactly.
Talk about the film afterwards at dinner.
That doesn't tell me anything about you.
A film and dinner afterwards.
I don't know. I judge a lot of people on their film taste.
Yeah, but like, not when I don't know like your last name yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, that's fair enough. Like, not on a first date.
No.
That's like people are like, do you want to go to dinner? Like, get some dinner and go to the movies. I'm like, no.
So
I want to sit in the room in the dark with you for 2 hours. I've met you yet.
Yeah.
Is your ideal first date just filling out an application form?
Oh, that would be great. I love surveys.
Just multiple choice questionnaire.
Love it. It's just stuff that I can't get wrong. Like, questionnaire surveys are my favorite because it's just a quiz that you can't fail because know.
Exactly.
All the answers.
Yeah, exactly.
My favorite.
Love
it. What if it's asking your opinions and you don't have strong opinions?
And you write your wishy-washy opinions down.
What don't I have strong opinions
on? Yeah, true.
Cucumber.
Yeah. I like cucumber.
Four.
I'm for it, but I'm not strongly for it or against.
I've found what Gina does not have a strong opinion on.
There you go. You win.
Cucumber.
Have you ever had a cucumber sandwich?
Ugh.
I have.
Why bother?
No.
Bland like on bland.
Bread, butter, cucumber, and a little bit of salt. That's all that you have on the sandwich.
I've never made it, but I've eaten it at like some sort of hoity-toity event.
Okay.
You know.
Sounds lame. Mm.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of cucumber in general.
Really? What about on a sanger?
I don't mind it on sushi.
Oh, yeah.
Sushi, I'm like, yeah, cool. Cucumber belongs
like
here, but everywhere else.
If it's a roll and it just adds a little bit of crunch to it, I think that's fine. But I don't like the
plain
taste.
Cucumber.
Yeah, because it tastes like bland watermelon. I'm like, I'll just have watermelon, thank you.
I don't even like watermelon. Controversial opinion.
It is controversial.
No.
I like watermelon flavored things.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the exact opposite. I love watermelons and I hate everything watermelon flavored.
Love anything watermelon flavored, lollipops, candy, like whatever. If it's watermelon, a drink, whatever, like fuck me up. But like watermelons.
Why? Because it's
just
too
watery and sloppy and I'm not good at eating them and
love it.
Too much effort to cut up.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Starburst watermelon lollipop.
I would say that a watermelon
good.
Is easier to prepare to eat than an orange.
Yes.
But
yes.
I prefer orange because there's more flavor.
True.
It's not a water orange. It's just orange.
Yeah.
You can buy a quarter of a watermelon from the, you know, all the cutting up is practically done for you.
You can buy it in cubes too, but it's like $4 for a jar. It's bloody awful.
I used to cut my own watermelon and have stacks of watermelon cubes and stacks of pineapple cubes. Mm. Remember when I was healthy? I can't. Can't relate to her.
Neither can I. Well, I think we're going to leave it there for today.
Watermelon.
Watermelon and really a pineapple. Pretty.
Thank you.
That was nice.
So thank you very much for joining us, Taylor.
You are so welcome.
And bringing us your traffic woes,
yeah,
and your cucumber woes and your zucchini woes.
What was my cucumber woe?
Just that the cats they are shouldn't afraid
be on
a sat.
Oh yeah, and yeah, they shouldn't be on a sandwich. Yeah. Okay.
Also, you didn't like the idea of using them as sex toys.
Oh, whatever. Which is you fair. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
You know.
Thank you very much, Andy.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Gina.
Thank you all.
And thank you very much, audience. Once again, we're sponsored by Good Pair Days. Go check out their website at goodpairdays.com. We'll be back same time next week with more wine and more whining. Bye. Bye.
Let's talk about X, baby.
Ah, crappy relationships, the bane of our collective existence. But what do we learn from our mistakes?
I'm relationship columnist Liz Best.
And I'm funny guy Tom Harris.
Ghosts of Boyfriends Past will chat to guests about love gone wrong and take you on a journey through the funny, tragic, horrifying...
And sometimes just plain bonkers stories about that crazy little thing called love. It's like a group therapy session.
With two people completely unqualified to be leading it. New episodes drop fortnightly on Thursday, so join in to hear tales of heartbreak and woe and hopefully wind up a little wiser or drunker for it.
That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.
Forward. It's the one move we're all ready to take. And at the Audi Moving Forward sales event, we're ready to help you on that journey. All Audi dealerships are now open, with tailored solutions to suit your individual needs, like the Audi A6 Saloon, with PCP finance from only €499 per month. Now is the time to make an appointment. Now is the time to start moving forward. Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. Terms and conditions apply.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.